there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's hour number four. Hitting the bullseye in hour four. Talking football. The NFL draft is tomorrow. And the Jarrah held a State of the Cowboys address. Can you please decode what he said? How do you decode the meaning of this latest Jerry Jones rant? He was asked about not signing any of the big three to extensions, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. Troy Aikman says he still believes in Dak Prescott. Why would Aikman trust Dakota? And do you believe the owner, Mark Davis in Vegas, is demanding that the Raiders keep wide receiver Davante Adams, a popular name on the gossip mill of the NFL? We'll talk about all that and more right now. Here it is, hour number four. Have a wonderful Wednesday. You can put a star on it. Well, somebody's going to get a star tomorrow at the draft. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere at the same time as we bark at the moon, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and dashingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the market, the flea market of hot takes. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Kathy in Madison is blown away by that number. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, we'll get back to the pro bouncy ball later on, but we are it's the day before the NFL draft, and the content machine has been filled up by Jerry Jones. One day away from the big job fair, better known as the 2024 draft in Detroit, Jerry Jones had a lot to say this week about the dormant offseason. Jerry again said the Cowboys are all in. Well, that's exciting. Cowboys have the 24th pick in the draft. I was looking at some of the mock drafts, and most of them have the Cowboys drafting some random offensive lineman you've never heard of. But I'm hoping the Cowboys will add Kool-Aid. I would like to see the Cowboys add Kool-Aid McKinstry, the defensive back from Alabama, just so I can see Jerry Jones on my television and hear him on my radio talk about how much he loves Kool-Aid. I think that would be fun. But I digress. So let's get to the money part. Let's not waste your time. Jerry Jones had a lot to say about the slow movement on contractual extensions for Dakota Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons. I don't know if you heard this or not. Jerry had a prolonged rant. We'll give you some of the highlights. Here's Jerry Jones commenting on the slow process. Take a listen.
You may be working on it and not moving anything but your eyebrows.
Yeah. See, sometimes I do that. I'm supposed to get something done. I move my eyebrows. That's it. Here's Jerry Jones. And he might be listening to the show right now. Jerry, we're on in Dallas, and Jerry, he likes to burn the midnight oil.
Who in the world would think that we're not working on it?
Yeah.
I work on it. It pops open at 2 in the morning
That's
sometimes.
Right. So do I. I work at things at 2 in the morning, too. I'm up all night. I'm solving all of sports problems in the middle of the night. All right, here's more. Here's Jerry Jones, who had the the goal to compare himself to a dual threat quarterback. Take a listen.
I've spent my life being an option quarterback.
Oh, an option quarterback.
And I can go right out to the damn sideline.
Damn sideline.
And still leave a pitch in me.
That's right. It sounded like he said something other than pitch. Here's one more. Here's Jerry Jones. This is the big one. Listen closely. I think this is the most important quote. Jerry Jones mentioning the bust factor. Take a listen.
You might give money to somebody that you shouldn't have given it to.
Wow!
You got two or three of those names around here for
Whoa!
Me. I've been reading about them all week.
Whoa!
So I know they're out there.
Wow!
I shouldn't have handed it off as quick. Should have gone on out seen a few more. Got to see some more defense before I either pitched it or kept it.
Oh, he's back to the option quarterback. So how do you decode? Here's the question as we discuss. How do you decode the meaning of the Jerry Jones rant? We gave you the highlights. So I've got tender greens, foreign affairs, and Mongolian beef. Combine all these things together, and that'll be the pillar of the Maller monologue. So to kick off here, Jerry Jones was here. He was there. He was everywhere on this rant. Vintage Jerry Jones, the czar of the Cowboys, was in all pro form. Vintage Jerry Jones working at Tender Greens, serving up a word salad. Now, I don't eat salad, but I did break down using the Maller Rosetta Stone, the translation of what Jerry said, and my interpretation of Jerry Jones and his rant here is that the Lamb and Parsons, those deals are about contract wrangling, but the quarterback and the wide-angle lens here, the big picture, Jerry Jones just admitted he does not trust Dak Prescott. And he's holding Dak accountable for riding the vomit comet against the Packers in that wild card loss where the Green Bay football team ran the Cowboys out of their own stadium. That was such a gut punch, an atomic elbow, that Jerry Jones is going to make his quarterback sweat a little bit. He's not sure if he wants to give him another contract. And so that's where I am on that. Now, furthermore, speaking of that, Troy Aikman, he recently again endorsed Dakota Prescott, saying that he, quote, still believes in Dak. Close quote. He then had the chutzpah to compare Dak Prescott to Peyton Manning. Troy Aikman saying that he still believes in Dak Prescott and going on a little rant. Why does Aikman say that? Why does he say, I trust Dakota? Why would he say that? So I believe he has ulterior motives. I've talked about this in previous episodes of the show, but this comes down to foreign affairs. Troy Aikman will call at minimum a couple of Dallas Cowboy games on Monday Night Football. Many as three. Schedule hasn't been announced as far as like when the games are being played, like who's broadcasting the games and all that. But it's more probable than not that the Cowboys, they always end up on Monday night and a bunch of Sunday night games and Thursday night games, and Aikman does the Monday night games. And so it's a guarantee that Aikman will be doing a handful of Cowboy games. And that means he's going to have multiple production meetings with who? Ding, 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 ding. That's right. You're so smart, Dak Prescott. He's working as a statesman, but not the newspaper in Austin. He's working as a statesman. Plus, Troy lives in the Dallas area, and we've already seen him at some social events with Prescott, so they hang in the same circles, the ex-jock and current jock circles of Dallas. And so, yeah, Prescott, listen, the guy's a bum. In big games, he's not good. He's 2-5 in the postseason. Historically, if the Cowboys don't win the Super Bowl this year, by the way, they're not, he will be the second player in NFL history to last that long as a starter and never get to a Super Bowl. Forget win it, just not even get to the Super Bowl. He gets worse. He doesn't get better in big spots. He does not rise to the occasion. Now, the last part of this Maller monologue, we head to Lost Wages, Nevada. We had a call earlier from Mike in Vegas, who was out in front of Caesar's Palace, even though he's banned from going inside for reasons we will not discuss here. But anyway, we read that the Raiders have not considered trading wide receiver Davante Adams before tomorrow or during tomorrow's NFL draft because, here's why, owner Mark Davis wants Davante Adams on the team with the anticipation the Raiders are going to draft a young quarterback, and he wants Davante Adams there. So, do you believe the report? Do you believe that the owner, Mark Davis, is demanding the Raiders keep Davante Adams? So, I'm a skeptic on this one, and here's why. If Mark Davis really wanted Davante Adams to stay, his name would not have been floated in all these trade rumors. He stays, period, stop. Last I checked, Mark Davis, because he happened to be in the right line when he was coming into this world from the birth canal with his dad, he's the person running the team, like as the owner. They own the majority of the team, and so if he wants to keep the player stays. Capiche. However, from what we know of Mark Davis, his public persona, this is not Jerry Jones. This is not the old Dan Snyder back in the day. This is not a meddling owner. Mark Davis is content to sit at the end of the P.F. Chang's bar with his white fanny pack and enjoying an iced tea, having a plate of Mongolian beef and some Kung Pao chicken, and reading the newspaper. Yes, he still reads newspapers. He's an old soul, Mark Davis, and he still plays airport slots. And so, yeah, if the Raider front office really wanted to trade Davante Adams, if Antonio Pierce says, I want this guy gone, and that ex-Charger retread GM they hired want him gone, he'd be gone. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to talk about any of that, you can. Speakeasy rules are in effect. We'll take some calls and whatnot coming up here. Also, the NBA playoffs. We had our first two road teams win. The Indiana Pacers poleaxed the Bucks, ran them off the court. That's a Doc Rivers special. The Mavericks and Clippers, they had a throwback. It was like a Mike Fratello, Pat Riley coached game. Game was in the 90s. And Dallas barely won. Not impressive at all. Not impressed with the Mavericks at all. They barely won. They're in trouble. And the Suns got smoked by the Timberwolves in those three games. We'll take a peek ahead to the games that are on the card tonight. We'll get to that a little bit later in the hour. And is it true that NFL owners are battling over fashion? They're battling over fashion. We'll get to that. And we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of General tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the greatest show on overnight audio earth. It's even better when you join our curious world. We would be appreciative to have you. You get to co-mingle with fellow Maller Militia members on Facebook and Instagram. It's just a few clicks away. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
And we will get to the calls. And all the fun. All the fun. We also saved a little Jerry Jones magic for you. This will make you feel warm and fuzzy when you hear what Jerry had to say. I saved this, so we'll get to that coming up momentarily. Let's go to the phones, and a man cashing in a golden ticket from Fort Wayne.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
And it was part of the Chamber of Commerce of Fort Wayne. I don't know anyone that loves Fort Wayne as much as Daniel. Hello, Daniel. Welcome.
Good morning, Ben. How are we doing today?
Well, I'm not doing that good. I'm not in Fort Wayne. If I was in Fort Wayne, I'd be doing better.
Oh, yes. I know you had, like, a lot of questions. The reason why I'm moving, so...
You had explained that you got into a Hatfields and the McCoy situation with a neighbor. Is that accurate?
Kind of, actually. Before I get into that, Lorena better have some drops ready because this could get interesting really quick.
Oh, look, you're now a diva. You're demanding drops. How dare you?
basically, here's what happened.
Be careful what you ask for. Yes, what?
Our neighbor, he kept smoking weed and spice and was getting into our apartment. he kept leaving trash out, and he kept slamming into doors. So we kept complaining to the neighbors. We kept complaining to the
cops. So you were complaining. The guy was a troublemaker. He was kind of messing around with your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I finally went on Google, made a complaint, and the landlord basically said, we're not renewing your lease.
So they blame you. Is that was the neighbor like the son of the landlord or something like that?
I don't really know for sure, but he probably had something on them.
Yeah,
anyway,
I had a neighbor like that one time. I had a neighbor that was like always, I don't know what he was smoking or doing or whatever, but he never wanted to be in his house. He always sat out on his like front porch, and he would like dance on his lawn and walk around, and it was wild. I mean, the guy was he was on something, but we got rid of him because he robbed a bank, and then they arrested him. But up until then, he just was we didn't want to go outside. The guy was crazy. It's nuts.
I wish that could happen to our neighbor.
Anyway, oh man, look at you! You want the guy to go out and rob a bank? You want to be like that Wolf's that KC fan, Chiefaholic?
No, yeah. No. So anyway, so a couple friends helped us, and this past Monday, the new landlord called us and say, "Hey, we got the apartment ready. So Thursday, we go in to sign the lease, get the keys." And
oh, that's very exciting! But you're staying in Fort. You're staying in Fort Wayne, right? You're not leaving. You would never leave Fort Wayne. You love Fort Wayne.
I'm going from the southwest side to the northeast side. It's going to be a lot closer.
Yeah.
To basically where I work, I'm a crossing
guard.
Oh,
good! Look at that. You're moving up to the north side of town. Moving on up to a penthouse on the upper north side. All right. Well, good luck, Daniel. Let us know how it goes. Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right, there he goes. Moving with Daniel. Now, speak of the devil, and the devil shall appear. Hollering James in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Hollering James.
Hey, Ben, there's been a change in plans. I'm not moving. And Tammy, come back to me.
Oh,
please.
My God. Every night.
Come back to you. Well, when would she ever there in the first place?
I need your help, Lorena. Lorena, I need your help.
Hey, where are the white women at?
What do you need, James?
What's that?
I like that you're at least listening to the show. Yeah. Can you turn that up a little more? I want to hear it.
No, you can't hear it. I had to turn it down for respect. Respect to your show.
Oh, okay.
I did that to you.
Yeah,
I respect you.
I understand. Sometimes people have audio on. It's not even our show. So at least you're actually listening to the show.
Yeah, it's your show.
Yeah.
It's your show, Ben.
I heard that. My name's in the title. Yeah, I don't know why they did that. Yeah.
You see how fast I ran over to you and got you to come and meet Jack and Megan? And you were busy with your other clientele? And I pulled you out of everybody.
That's true. Yeah, you were very bossy. You were a man on a mission. You said you got to come over here, and I went over there. I did.
And I'm a man in a mission.
Okay. Right. Thank you. So Jerry Jones, take a listen to this. What if I told you Jerry Jones does not know how the NFL draft works? What if I told you that? You say, that's impossible. There's no way. Jerry Jones has been running an NFL team since 1989. He knows how the NFL works. Well, take a listen to Jerry Jones explaining the Cowboys' draft position. Take a listen.
There's a very reason why we're 24th out of 32 teams draft that we get to pick a player this time. Because we were the 24th best in the NFL, according to the rules. And so we get to pick. Everybody gets to pick before us up to 24.
It's like a Joe Biden type moment there for Jerry.
What?
Somebody explained to Jerry that the way it works is they reward the poor NFL teams, the downtrodden NFL teams. They get the higher picks. And Jerry seems to think it goes the other way.
Oh, he just misspoke.
I don't think he did. I don't know.
He meant the sixth best.
Coop, why would you ruin my fun? What are you, Eddie, over there? Can I not have fun? What is wrong with you? I've got a show to do.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, Coop.
That's why you guys are bad at this. That's why you guys step over it. Listen, that's a great line by Jerry Jones. You have to embrace it. And not poo-poo it. Let's go to eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's say hello to Sir Scratch-Off. Hello, Sir Scratch-Off.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. You got this boy out here called Hussein. Shane, who is Shane, man? Does he even got a freaking real name? My God.
Well, you just call him Shane. That's a name. What?
Just down there and cut down a woman? Really? Come on, Shane. What'd you do with all your mental problems, man? You used to get on me, man. You said, man, I couldn't stand that Ben Miller show, man. That damn dumb coot, he don't want me on the radio. Come on. Come on, boy.
What are we even talking about? Did I miss something?
He's upset. Sir Scratchoff is upset with Shane from Des Moines because Shane just takes shots at all the callers.
Well, he said something about a woman. Did he take a shot at Lorena?
Oh, did he? I don't know.
I'll tell you how to take care of Shane. Get on the radio, Shane. Turn your face sideways, man. You look like an asshole.
All right.
I think that was our first dub of the night.
Okay, we almost made it to the finish line. Well, Sir Scratchoff, since you made that call, you might be looking for work. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here. Fox Sports Radio coming up tomorrow, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cards GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington. Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. They'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick that's coming up tomorrow. 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app, presented by Express Pros. Let's say hello to Bring It Home Jerome in Charleston. Hello, Jerome.
Ben, I got some news for you. I was looking up some things. I got some news for you.
All right, we got news. Let me guess, it's about money. It's something to do with money.
Well, somewhat. But, hey, can Adam Silver, pretty please with sugar on top, rig it so that the Knicks and the Celtics play in the Eastern Conference Finals? Because, man, oh, man, if that happens, I mean, rig it like he did the Sixers game the other night, where they, like, body block match you to the ground. We'll give the guy a timeout, and they end up winning. And that's all I've been hearing the last couple of days, how great the Knicks are. Please, Adam, I'm begging you, rig it so that the Knicks and the Celtics are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right, you would like this script. Now, listen, Jerome, you know how this works. Like, the Celtics, they would have to have several injuries to not make the Eastern Conference Finals. So they're in, right? They're in. They play. They're going to beat the Heat, which you need an air conditioner to do that. And then you've got the Cavaliers in the next round. They'll beat them. And then they're in the conference finals after that. And so the Knicks have to win two more games, and then they're going to get probably the Pacers, maybe the Bucks. Doesn't matter. It can beat either one of those teams. And then they're in the conference finals. And then you're a made man. You're very happy.
You know what I found out? You know, I was looking up some stuff the other day. You know what I found out about New York then? New York has more billionaires than in the whole country. Second place, California. So, how much money would the Knicks make for the league if they got to the finals against the Celtics? More money. I can't wait to see that happen. Please.
What do you work for the NBA? Why do you care if they make money or not? In fact,
I'm at war with someone in your industry about some things, okay? And they're always on the Knicks. They want these Lord all New Yorkers, you know.
All right.
Please put them in the finals.
Okay.
And the other thing, I got a couple other things. Hey, you said your niece is like at the college in Charleston. She's graduating. You know what? I looked up tuition, man.
Oh, here we go. I'm not paying the tuition. What?
Then in-state tuition in this city, or well, in the state, is three times less than out of state. So is she like, does your family live in South Carolina?
No, no, she's out of state.
Well, they got holes, man. They got holes on tuition, man.
Hey, this just in, Jerome, every college is like that. By the way, these colleges look like cesspools. I don't know why you would want to go to them. There's a lot of lunatics. What?
What happened to your clip joint conquistadors last night, Ben?
Did you think they were going to sweep? They're going to lose again. They didn't play well. They still had a chance. They played terribly. Had the lead going to the fourth quarter. How bad is Dallas?
Hey, and you let Charles Barkley pay up on his guarantee because he said, "Oh, I guarantee fat Charles, Ozempic Charles Barkley." Charles Barkley said, "I'm going to be governor of Alabama, the Republican, now the Democrat." Now, I don't know what he is now.
Well, okay. You know what he is? He's rich. That's what he is. He's rich.
He and his rich as Shaq. Shaq bet him $1 million that the Clippers were going to win last night. Well, Shaq, guess what? Yeah. You got to pay up now.
All right. I got to go. Thank you, Jerome. There's our buddy Jerome.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back to the NBA, sort of. Did you see that the league has confirmed it is looking into an alleged altercation involving the brother of Nuggets star, Nikola Jokic?
Well, Nikola Jokic's brother's a fan of the Eagles. He likes that brotherly shove. He enjoys that.
He's got a couple of brothers that like to support
him. These guys are goons.
They look huge men.
They look like they'll kick your ass.
His name is Stranja Jokic, or something like that. I'm sure I got that right. But apparently he punched a fan there at the Ball Arena shortly after Game 2 of Denver's win over the Lakers. And I think it was after Game 1, I believe, this one happened.
Yeah, it was right after the game. There's video. TMZ. And so the TMZ reported it, and then the Denver police are now investigating. So, fun fact, Eddie! Who is the Sandy Koufax of hockey?
Would that be Zach Hyman?
Yes, Eddie. Zach Hyman Just became the first the Jewish hockey player to earn 50 goals in a season. How long has the NHL been around, Eddie?
A long time.
Yeah. First one for the Edmonton Oilers. My friend, the great Ted Sobel. You know Ted. Teddy Sobel.
Yep. See him out there at the old crypto here soon.
Oh, is that right? He's out there. He goes out to those.
Yeah, Hyman had a hat trick against the Kings in the first game there. So, yeah, I'm well aware.
I think everyone had a hat trick. Exploits. Didn't the Oilers score 17 goals?
They only scored
goals?
Seven.
Oh,
seven.
I thought it was 17.
It's just
I
seven. Realize.
I thought it was 17. I had no idea. My math is bad. So, exactly. Zach Hyman, fun fact. You see Jim Irsay denying that he suffered an overdose, even though the police reported on the police report he suffered an overdose and he was
We've known that for a while, I thought. Is this something
but he,
new?
He denied it, though. He
yeah,
said
the
he
team said he had a medical issue.
He just denied it again.
Privacy.
Some statement there. He was blue and unresponsive on his bathroom floor, but maybe he just had a really cold bath.
Oh, my God. I saw it. Did I tell you about this? I think I told Coop and Lorena the other day. I was in the grocery store.
Congratulations.
There was this elderly gentleman pushing his cart, and he was blue.
Oh, really?
He was like a Smurf. I was concerned for him that he was going to make it. I guess he's got some circulation issues or something. I'd never seen anything like that before.
Yeah. Like how blue? Like what shade of blue? Like light Dodger blue? Was it Royals blue? Was it Blue Jay blue?
Maybe UCLA blue.
Okay. So like a lighter blue?
Yeah.
Like a powder blue?
Powder blue, yeah.
That's a kind of a good look.
I didn't think it looked good. I really didn't think it looked good.
I think as human beings, Eddie, we're not used to it. But I think we'd look better with like a light blue. Wouldn't that be nice?
Maybe he just had very opaque skin too. Like the thin stuff where you can see the veins. So that's making, maybe that's why he's blue.
Maybe. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
It was not. I know I had a reaction when I saw him, but he wasn't paying attention to me. He was just trying to get
around. Trying to live.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to live. What if he was Papa Smurf? What if that was Papa Smurf?
He could have been Papa Smurf. It could have been Papa Smurf. He didn't have the hat on, but or the beard, but.
No. Interesting.
He was an older gentleman, blue guy.
All right. Well, hopefully he's okay. What other colors? Can you turn red? If you get sunburned, I guess you turn red.
Well, you get really angry. You can turn red.
Blue, though. That's a new one. The blue. And I've seen the blue thing. All right, well.
Green with envy, they said.
There you go. Green with envy. The green-eyed monster.
Yellow with jaundice.
NFL owners. We'll move on before we go somewhere we shouldn't go. But NFL owners battling over fashion, Eddie. Is it true that the Houston Texans were called out by the Tennessee Titans, that the wife of the Texans owner, McNair's wife, implied that the Tennessee Titans put pressure with NFL marketing people to limit how much H-Town blue, that powder blue, how much of that
I'm actually not familiar
they
with
could
it.
Be used could be used in the new uniforms, which are horrific.
Worse than the Broncos?
Have you seen? The Broncos are bad too. The NFL spends a lot of money on people that come up with fashion, and they could. Why not just go with the old stuff? People like the old stuff. I don't get it. They spend all this money. Oh, yeah, it's hard.
They wouldn't do it if they didn't make money off it.
Well, the reason I was told this a couple years ago, because the NFL, the people at Nike and they demand new jerseys every couple of years because the teams refuse to change their helmets. Because that's the holy grail in the NFL. So the only thing they can continue to get suckers to buy every few years is the jersey.
Who is this you were talking about? That's the name?
Houston Texans. They look like an Arena Football League team uniform to me. The Broncos are worse, but the Texans are pretty bad.
Oh, you said these are worse.
Well, you want them to be worse?
No, he didn't.
They're pretty bad.
Oh, these are definitely worse.
And the Broncos have that weird. They look like the Charger thing on the sleeve.
I know it's terrible. It's bad.
Why didn't they put the? They should have put the Chiefs logo on their pants.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. The Broncos uniforms are pretty bad.
Yeah, they are bad.
And these
welcome
ones
to
are
the club, man. The Clippers have terrible uniforms.
The Texans ones are bad.
Yeah, in comparison, I don't like the Rams. They changed their uniforms a couple years ago, but in comparison,
which was
not
a crime. Those old uniforms were the best uniforms.
Yeah, they had
the
good
NFL
uniforms, but in comparison to like the Broncos and the Texans, the Rams uniforms, even though they have that kind of shiny material, it still looks
better.
Do
they still have that penis logo?
Yes, they celebrate the penis, Eddie, on the logo. They have that.
You don't say.
Very popular with
the Rams head. It looks like people. It looks like a penis.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with that, Eddie? Do you have a problem with the phallus? I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, let's say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel. We don't have a lot of time, Marcel, but it's yours. We'll give you a little bit of time here.
Yes, we got the TV picks coming your way right now. Then Rob in Vegas in Michigan is waiting for me, too.
Okay.
Let's get it on.
All right. Let's get Rob in Vegas. Rob, you're on line one. Say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn.
Top of the morning, Rob, and welcome. What is the TV pick from last night? Anything from NHL to NBA and all parts between?
Thank you, Marcel. I think that you watched some of Blair's porn DVD collection.
What? What? Yes, ejected.
How dare you, sir?
You're saying that P word on radio. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. Yes, I am so offended.
I'm very impressed.
Go read a Bible, Rob. Get out of here. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Come on.
This is inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know what, Marcel? You need to spank him with the Bible belt, what you need to do.
Oh, go ahead and spank him.
That's a drop. That's a drop. That is a
drop.
That is a drop.
I'm sorry,
that is a
Rob,
drop.
It's not a mixed match.
All right, we got to hurry. Thank you, Rob. All right, we got to hurry up. Marcel, I'm going to say you watched. I think you're a sports guy. I think you're a sporty Marcel, and you watched the Timberwolves game with the Suns and then the Clippers and Mavericks doubleheader on Turner.
Oh, yes, TNT. I put the guarantee for the mixed match.
All right, go ahead, Eddie.
Eddie?
Well, Marcel, you love your New York Rangers, and they're in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They were taking on the Washington Capitals. I'm sure you supported the Blue Shirts in their game.
Chop, chop.
Oh, yeah, the Blue Shirts it is.
That's right. There you go.
It is as well, too.
All right. Lorena, what do you think Marcel watched?
The Lakers game, duh.
Laker game last night. You watched the Laker game last night? They didn't lose last night.
Oh, 2-0? Oh, not a mixed match, Lorena. Go Lakers.
What?
At Cthulhu.
What?
That's right.
I no longer like you. I like Blair better.
I think you watched Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Not a mixed match.
All right, hurry up. Reveal answers. I got to go. Reveal answers.
Basketball in a mixed match.
Yeah. All right. We have Password, the word game of the stars. If you'd like to play, 877-99 on Fox. Call early, call often. Password is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift a chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us, both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password. You idiot.
Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
I just got yelled at by Ted Sobel, Eddie. He said I screwed up the Zach Hyman thing because he scored a hat trick on Passover. That was the...
That probably was a better fun fact.
Yeah. Oh, well. The effort was made. Let's welcome in our contestants. We have Milkman Mike in Colorado. Hello, Milkman. No small talk. Who do you want to partner up with?
Let's go with Eddie.
All right. Eddie is the choice. And we say hello to... You just broke the heart of Sirius Sean. Hello, Sirius Sean.
Woo! Eddie.
He is not listening at all.
To win.
Well, Eddie, would you like to partner with both players, Eddie? You want to do that? No? All right.
No.
You're not. Sean, he's already been picked. You want me to ask Milkman Mike if he'll change his partner?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Sean has a man crush on a bromance with Eddie. Mike, would you switch it up? We got Lorena over there. We got Coop and me.
Well, you know what? Let's go with Lorena and give her first win today.
Okay, Lorena, you're up. That's the matchup.
First win. Is this your first attempt at Password, or did you play when I was gone?
I have played once.
Okay, here we go. Let's get right to the game. Right to list the words. Milkman, pick a number 1 to 10.
Let's go with number four.
Number four. All right, Lorena, number four, Lorena. It should be easy.
Prison.
What was it again?
Prison.
Jail.
Yeah! 10-0 lead for Lorena. You want to quit right now, Eddie? Go ahead.
Nah, we'll try again.
Pick a number 1 to 10, Sean, but not number 4. That's already been taken.
Number one.
All right, let's go with scrub. Scrub.
No chance.
Wash.
No, no. All right, Lorena, you can get a dominating lead here.
Squeaky.
Clean.
Yeah, she used the mallet maneuver, but she didn't even realize she was using the mallet maneuver. Good job by you. All right, 19-0, and let's see here. Back to Milkman Mike. It's Password, the word game of the stars.
All right, well, let's go with number 8.
Number 8.
Oh, do I do it?
Yes,
okay. Your turn. Groove.
Groove.
Ditch.
What do you say?
Ditch.
Ditch. No. All right. Go ahead there.
All right, Sirius, Sean, got to get this one. Let's go with Boogie. Boogie.
Dan?
Yeah! Yay!
You're on the board, Sean. All right. Come back. Quickly, Sean. Quickly. Pick a number.
Dan.
What?
10.
10. All right, 10. Go ahead.
Frequent.
Frequently.
Often.
Yeah!
It's a tie game!
Hurry up, Mogman! Pick a number!
Let's go number 5.
Number 5. Right now, hurry up! Number 5 for the win.
Golf.
What?
Golf.
Golf?
What? Wait.
No! She choked! It was driver! The win was driver! Oh, you lost, Lorena!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.